Leah, let's have a quick look back. What was it like in those early years when you were headhunted to join Team Northumbria? It wasn't really your first choice of sport, was it, netball?
No, I did athletics, particular high jump for a lot of years. It was actually wasn't until I was about 15 that I got headhunted for netball, and it wasn't 16 until I actually fully started playing. And at the time, I literally was like, I could not think, I wouldn't say of anything worse, but I just was not one of them girls who wanted to play netball. I just saw it as a girly sport, and I just loved my high jump, like the freedom you had out there. But I think when I started actually playing netball at a high level, it got my competitive edge, and actually being part of the team, I saw it as a new challenge and really enjoyed it. But yeah, my early years was very interesting, and I think I really took to it and just loved netball when I started it.
And during those early years, was it, oh, it's Wednesday night, it's netball, or were you well up for it?
I think to start with, I was like, oh, it's Wednesday night. So I started at Oakley Netball Club, and all the girls back then, they were all had been playing for years and years together. So it was quite intimidating, and I was like, oh, God, I've got to go again, and, like, not really got into the clique yet. But I think the girls were just so welcoming, and a lot of them played for Team Northumbria MTL, and I think that's just what made it easier. I just, like, got this whole new group of friends, and that was really, really fun, actually. And so eventually, and because they lived all over the North East, that was our way of seeing each other at netball. So that's why I just used to see it as, like, oh, yeah, I get to go see the girls today. And then netball was an added bonus.
Was that when it started to take over then?
Yeah, definitely. So it was probably about my second year of college that it started to take over. And that's when I got my first year at Netball Super League, and just kind of the commitment. Obviously, you have to commit to, like, S&C, doing your own fitness sessions and all things like that. And I remember there was me and a girl, Kaylee Moss, at my school in Darlington. We used to have a S&C guy actually come all the way into our school and do a running session with us every lunchtime. So that's when it started, like, the reality of actually, even though I was at college and I still had someone there making us run at lunchtime when all my friends were out playing on the playground.
What about some of those great partnerships you've seen over the years? Let's have a look at the one with Nick Styles to start off with.
Personally, me and Nick obviously just clicked off court, and as she messaged me today, and she was like, you're one of my soulmates in life that I've met. So we just instantly, like, clicked, and we'd spend every day together. She was, like, literally my best mate. So I think that's, like, kind of what translated onto the court, is because we had this great friendship and bond, we really backed each other on the court and we trusted each other. So I think that's what really made it special. And she was obviously a really talented player, and it was just great to kind of learn from her. And obviously the Australians play a different style of netball, so I just find all the combinations I've had over the years, it's been interesting just to learn from all the different players.
How about your netball mum, Lisa Stanley Craig?
Netball mum, she's just great, isn't she? I've already made an effort of nearly every week having to go in and see her and be like, can we go for a drink? So I'm quite lucky that I can still live in Newcastle and keep in contact with all of the people, especially Lisa. Like, she's just been great. Like I said, she got me through my university years and then through to, yeah, just kind of had an influence on who I am today and keeps me focused.
And people like Vicky as well?
Yeah, definitely. Vicky been a big part, especially obviously when she was doing the netball as well. So she helped me do extra sessions when I needed to meet my England commitments. And she's just a great player, isn't she? And like I said, she's one of the best players from the North East that I've been lucky enough to step on court with. And she's just so clever when she's got that ball in her hand.
How about a quick word on Tracy Neville and obviously the guidance that she might have given you? How much of a drive was she to you in those years?
She was my first coach at Northumbria, so she obviously made me realise what the commitments were to play netball, and she was good to kind of just get me focused. And obviously now going into the England programme, it makes me realise, like, I know her expectations already, and I learned from a young age and what she wants from her players, so that's been really good.
And perhaps not the most dramatic way to end those 8 years with the squad, but you can't deny the importance that you've had to the Sports Central franchise.
You. I'd like to hope I've had a big impact on the team, and I feel like myself, Team Northumbria, Northumbria University in general, has definitely had a huge impact on me. I've met some of the most amazing people out of it. I wouldn't be with my partner now, if it wasn't for North and Rio, because we both teamed off and we were athletes. So definitely had a huge impact on my life, and I'd like to hope, like you say, I've had an impact on them. Fingers crossed.
I spoke to Ellie a little bit earlier on during the week, and she unfortunately said that Newcastle wasn't the best place that she's represented the Roses. I'm hoping that your answer is completely different. She said that Melbourne just edged it over Newcastle when she was representing.
Newcastle, I'm sorry to every amazing place in the world, but Newcastle will always have a special place in my heart. And I'm still living in Newcastle, do you know what I mean? It's still my favourite place. I've been living here for like 8 years now. And yeah, to be able to play for England on my home court back then, which was my home court, was just absolutely amazing. And that will always be my top place to have played.
Did you have a message for those Team Northumbria supporters that have been there week in, week out for the past couple of seasons?
Yeah, just like a huge thank you for always supporting us and backing us every way. Like, we can't keep going on the court when we're down to say or losing if we don't have those people supporting us. And just to have that crowd, I think, really gets the girls going. And I really hope that a lot of the supporters stick around and support the girls next year. And there's a really talented bunch still there. And I think those fans are basically they're the core of the franchise at Northumbria. And Northerners are always the best at supporting their team.